Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode.
Welcome to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal, where our goal is to change the way you practice dentistry by helping you achieve clinical, financial, and personal balance. Now, here's your host, T-Bone.
Here, and this week I think we have a treat in store. It's going to be a little bit different. For the first time in quite a bit of time, I'm going to be with you alone, so we're going to speak one-on-one. And really, I was driving home from dropping my son to golf, and I got the idea of talking to you and talking about kind of putting ourselves back in a winning frame for 2021. I'm tired of hearing about 2020, and I know that each of you are probably fatigued and burned out from 2020 and just ready to get things back to normal. And really, that's what I want to talk about. I don't know if we're going to get back to normal. I can't predict that. But here's what I do know is that we have to get ourselves prepared. And we have to get ourselves refocused and reorganized and re-energized. And really, that's what I want to talk about today. I also want to do something that I've never done on the podcast before. And I really want to walk you through what we do at 3D Dentists. And I think they kind of go together because 3D Dentists, which is our educational platform, is nothing more than what we're doing in our practice. It is our way of helping others achieve and do the things that we're proving in our practice. And so everything that we do, everything that we teach comes from a perspective of having done it and having proven it in my practice and our instructor practices. And so let's just have an off-the-cuff conversation. I wrote down some words and some sentences and things to kind of give myself some notes because this wasn't a planned episode. But really, I want to talk about a nine-step wheel, okay? There's three spokes on this wheel, and each spoke leads to three different things. And so I want to talk about mindset and the three phases that we go through in our mindset. I want to talk about our practice and what I believe are the three phases that we should go through in our practice. And I want to talk about our personal life and the three phases that we go through in our personal life. And then, so we can call this maybe our 3x3 grid or some fancy name like that. I want to back up from that even and say, what are we trying to achieve? You know, everybody has to have a vision or a goal. And what is really my vision? I got challenged a few months back when somebody asked me, you know, what are you trying to do with, you know, what impact are you trying to make? And I had a hard time, really answering that because it has evolved and I've gotten off track. And it really kind of came together for me in October, November of last year. And my goal is to be the champion of the single location dentist. Now, that doesn't mean that I can't help people or can't eventually grow to a point where maybe I believe in multiple locations and things like that. But I think in dentistry, there's too much emphasis right now on the true business, like the entrepreneurial part of dentistry only being multiple practices. Now, there are great benefits economically, any number of things. There are a lot of benefits to a multiple practice philosophy, and I'm not against it. I just recognize that it's probably not for me at this point in my life. But I think it's harder and harder with the corporatization of dentistry. Now, I want to talk about that for a second. When I say to you the corporatization of dentistry, the first thing that we all think about are DSOs. But that's just only one part of the corporatization of dentistry. And that affects us most directly in private practice. But there are other parts of dentistry that have become very corporate. There's certainly the dental manufacturing and industry itself has become corporatized from mergers, from, you know, companies like Align becoming so big, buying iTero, buying Exocad, Dentsply Sirona merging, Danaher taking over Kerr, Kavo, any number of companies spinning that off, Implant Direct, Nobel. That's a corporatization of our industry, of our manufacturing, of our R&D, of our development, of our technology. And there's some positives and negatives to that. And then there's also the corporatization of CE, of education. And what I mean by that is so much is online. So much is all about building a business to sell that business or building a business to get maximum profit. And again, there's nothing wrong with those things. But I believe it's hurting those of us that look at dentistry as a great way to make a great living, who want to be good at what we do. It's not like we want to be, you know, lazy or we just think of it as a job. But I believe there's so many of you listening that are just like me, that you want to have a great life, a great career, do great dentistry, make an impact, help people, but you want to do it in a single location. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'll argue that you can be so profitable and make such a great living for yourself and your family and your impact for your community from a single location. But with the corporatization of dental practices, the corporatization of industry and manufacturing within dentistry, the corporatization of our educational platforms, it's harder and harder. And I think the message has become diluted and the message has become biased. And I think many of us are made to feel bad. Or maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm the only one that feels that way. I'd love for you to reach out to me or just comment or let us know that. I don't know. I almost feel like every time I open up a social media or talk to friends, they're all talking about how are we going to make practices, and I'm up to eight, or I'm this, or I'm doing that, or, you know, I'm partnering with this, and I'm 10Xing, whatever the hell that means. And I think it wears on us. And I think it wears on me. How about that? It wears on me and it makes me feel like I'm not doing enough or I'm not reaching my potential, and maybe I'm not. But I think really what I want to be, what I want 3D dentists to be, is for that quote-unquote single location practice, private practice, you know, where we're there, maybe we make 5% less than we could, but we live a great life. We do what we want. We call the shots. You know, we have control. And I think that part of dentistry is getting diluted and washed away. And I don't want to see that happen. And so really, that's kind of what I'm talking about. So let's come back now that you kind of get an idea of where I'm coming from and what made me think of this. Is I want to talk about the three steps of mindset. So remember, we're going to do mindset, practice, and personal, our 3x3 grid. And let's talk about mindset. I believe that this is very pertinent always. We have to revisit this. But I think there's three phases that we go through in mindset. I think we have a survival phase, a growth phase, in a flexibility phase. Now, let me talk about that. What do I mean by that? You know, the survival phase is really kind of when we first get into dentistry or get into our own practice, you know, everything is about just surviving. And to me, survival is, am I going to pay my bank notes? Am I going to pay my bills? You know, and to the point where I didn't feel that I personally left survival mode until I stopped worrying about paying my bills. You know, when I got to a point where I stopped worrying on a monthly basis, generally speaking, of paying my bills, I was always in survival mode. And it's important to go through survival mode and have that because it motivates us, it pushes us. But the negative of always staying there is that it really affects the decisions that we make. It doesn't allow us to think bigger. You know, if we're literally living paycheck to paycheck, or our mind is living paycheck to paycheck, we never think bigger and beyond and never really achieve our potential or achieve what we can do. Now, the reason I think survival is pertinent today, early 2021, is because I think we all, rightfully so, jump back into survival mode, survival mentality, mindset in 2020. You know, if we look back to March, we had no idea what was going to happen. Were we going to be alive? You know, was this going to wipe out humanity? Was this going to bankrupt my business? Would I have team members to come back to work? We just didn't know. So rightfully so, we all got into survival mode, no matter where we were in our life. Because I was in a mode of flexibility, and I'll, you know, as we move along, I'll kind of get into that. But we jump back into survival mode. And what I'm afraid of, what I'm really afraid of, and what I'm seeing a lot is that we did a great job in survival mode, but we're not leaving survival mode. We're forgetting to go back into the mode we were in, or to, if you were in survival mode before, you're like really hunkered down into survival mode. And so I want us to continue to go to those next steps. And so after survival mode, we go into a growth mode. And I think growth mode is so important. And the truth is I think we go through these cycles over and over again. And and hopefully that'll make sense to you as we kind of talk, is we got to get into growth mode. A growth mindset. And a growth mindset is really investing in you. That's where you live your same lifestyle that you had during survival mode, but then you are taking your money, taking your excess, and you're really reinvesting it into yourself. Whether that's in CE, which I hope is with 3D dentists, whether that's in your facility, whether that's in, you know, your family, but you're really investing in growth, not from a consumption perspective, but you're investing in growth to help really reach some goal that you have or vision that you have for your practice. So we got to get, I want us all to get back into the growth mindset. And I think we have to, no matter what stage of your career you're in now. I think, unfortunately, we're all going to be in a growth mindset because there is still some uncertainty about what's coming down the road and how that's going to affect us and how, you know, we just don't know. There's still some unknowns there. So, but we need to be in growth mode. And I want to talk about that a little bit later of building our practices and our lives using leveraging growth mode and how 3D dentists can help you with that. And then there's the flexibility phase of our mindset. And really, that was a mode I was in early 2020, late 2019. And that's where, you know, I had made the investments. I have saved up to a point. Not that I'm, you know, I'm not freedom. You know, freedom is one of those things where you're able to retire. Flexibility is where, you know, you're able to make decisions. You know, I can make a decision to take a month off of work and do something, you know, or I was able to make that decision that if we shut down for March, April and May, that I took the rest of May off and didn't come back till June. Those flexibilities, usually they're built around economics, you know, the mindset of economics, where you are economically, to have the flexibility to make decisions. So there's three parts of mindset. There's the survival mindset, there's the growth mindset, and the flexibility mindset. You know, the vast majority of you probably were in that growth to flexibility mindset, but we got put back into survival mode, and I need us to get out of it. I need you and want you, and I want, and I say this not because I need that push myself, you know, that drive back. You know, I really started thinking about it, and, you know, I was thinking about what do I want to do, and I'm having a half glass full mindset, which is a survival mindset, and that didn't get me to where I was. That didn't get our family to where they were by having that survival mindset. It's always been because we were in a growth, we went to growth and then got to flexibility and then came back and redid the growth and the flexibility, you know? So I want you to get out of the survival mindset, because you need to, or you're going to be making not the best decisions. You're going to find yourself falling behind. And you know, and that's not great for you. And I know, and I say this because I know it's a generalization, but I think people that listen to podcasts, you listening to this podcast, you already don't want to be in survival mode forever. It's clear, you know, this is elective to listen to this podcast. So, you know, I know that you desire more of yourself, and you know that you're capable of more and you want more. So that's the mindset three steps. Okay. Now let's look at the three steps of your practice. And I've talked about this ad nauseum. I don't know, you know, how long it's been since I re-brought it up, but I believe that we go through three phases in our practice. We go through a general dentistry phase, an advanced dentistry phase, and an emotional dentistry phase. And general dentistry is all about building that base, survival, if you will. They kind of go together. You know, survival is all, to me, it's all about a great general practice. That's why I'm still always will be such a believer in having a strong foundational general dentistry practice. Can you do a niche practice? That's all that is, of course. There's lots of them out there. You can do it. But I believe long-term, through cyclical ups and downs, having a strong general dentistry foundation will always win. Okay, it will always, the lows will be higher and the highs will be very good as well. Okay, so having a good foundational general dentistry, you know, build your practice to a single dentist, two hygienists, and then move around, then continue to grow beyond that. And the next step is what I call advanced dentistry.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, podcast family, T-Bone here. Are you a dentist looking to elevate your practice and profits? Then pay close attention. Introducing the 3D Business Mastermind, the dental business coaching program designed for dentists who want to see real results. I've walked the path of practice ownership for nearly 25 years. I know your challenges. I felt your pain. This is your opportunity to overcome the chaos, the busyness, and the financial frustrations of owning a dental practice. Imagine a dental practice where your appointment book is highly productive, doing the dentistry you enjoy, your team is self-motivated, and your profits keep climbing. That's what the 3D Business Mastermind is all about. In this exclusive mastermind, you'll join a league of ambitious dentists driven to elevate their practices. You'll gain access to proven strategies, personalized coaching, and a community that understands your journey. So if you're ready to supercharge your dental practice and enjoy the success you deserve, visit www.3d-dentists.com and take the first step towards a brighter future in dentistry by filling out the 3D Business Mastermind application. Now, let's get to this week's episode. And, you know, Paul Homley calls this right-sided dentistry. I call it moving into advanced dentistry. And advanced dentistry is really has an overlap with general dentistry. To me, advanced dentistry is taking lots of little general dentistry and combining it into one. So instead of doing that single crown on 19, you're doing that whole quadrant of that lower left-hand side. You know, and maybe instead of doing just the crown on 19, you're doing the crown on 14 and 19, that whole left side of dentistry. You know, that's where you're combining multiple visits into a single visit. That's one form of advanced dentistry. Another form of advanced dentistry is all the things that we teach at 3D Dentists: the sleep, ortho, implants, sedation, medical billing, 3D printing, you know, implants. All of those things are advanced level of dentistry. And the beauty of advanced dentistry that I've found and so many of you have found is that you have to work half as much, see half the number of patients to produce and revenue and profit more. That's the beauty of advanced dentistry. Think of advanced dentistry as specialists. Specialists make more than general dentists because their procedures take less time, get paid more because they require a higher level of skill. So we have to get good at general dentistry. And by the way, what funds all of our specialty practices? It's all the general dentists. You know, so learn to bring some of those procedures into your office. Endomolar, endo, extraction grafts, third molars. Learn to bring some of those procedures back into your office. Not all of them, because we shouldn't be doing all of them. You know, depending on your skill set, all of the risk tolerances. You know, maybe not all of those procedures, but some of all of those procedures. And that to me is advanced dentistry. And our practice needs to get to that phase. And then, you know, we get into what I call emotional dentistry. And emotional dentistry is all about dentistry where patients are seeking you out. You know, they're coming to you for your level of expertise. You know, they're coming to you because they want you to change their life. That would be cosmetic dentistry. That would be full arch implant dentistry. That would be sleep. I think of sleep apnea as emotional dentistry because we're changing people's lives, full arch implants, all of these things, you know. Honestly, some general dentistry can be emotional dentistry. You know, somebody that has a lot of meth dentistry or whatever, you know, have a lot of decay from whatever source it was, and you do lots of large buildups, and you really help that person get back on their feet. There's an emotional component to that. And typically, emotional dentistry, money is not the object for either party. The person is willing to pay whatever it takes because they value it and want it so much, and you're willing to do it sometimes not at based on the level of profit because it makes you feel so good. You know, so our three phases of our practice that I want us to have is general dentistry, advanced dentistry, and emotional dentistry. And I know some of you are thinking like, well, how do I do all of this and do the general dentistry? And I'm going to get to that. I'm going to talk to you about, you know, my vision for this single location practice. Now, on the personal side of things, I think we go through three seasons of life. You know, we go through money phase, time phase, and a satisfaction phase. And I call that your 30s, 40s, and 50s. And maybe it's 30s and 40s, 50s and 60s, 60s and 70s. You know, everybody's at a different acceleration trajectory there. But we go through that money phase. And again, if you put this in a grid, survival mode from the mindset is typically related to general dentistry in your practice, which is typically related to money on your personal side of things. You know, and we go, and it's okay to be money driven at a point in your life. You know, it's okay for that because we got to pay bills. We got to pay back student loans. We, you know, we want to advance our lives. We want to have the fruits of our investment and time and the fruits of the energy and things that we put. It's okay to have, you know, money dreams. It's absolutely okay. Never, ever be ashamed of having money dreams. Okay. Do it the right way, but never be ashamed of that. We got to get through that in life. But to live a balanced life, I believe you got to not always be in the money phase. We got to get through a phase where time is important. You know, what good, my mom has been big about this. She says, health is wealth. You know, she always says to me that, you know, you're making good money, but your health is suffering. You know, because sometimes we let money take over some of these things. That drive to make more, that drive to be more, do more. And we lose sight of that time. And I think health is directly related not to how much money you have, at least to our audience, it isn't. But it's directly related to how much time you have. You know, because there's a physical time, there's a mental time, and it's so important when your kids, you know, when you have children and, you know, you want to spend as much time, you know, very few of us ever look back and say, I spent enough time with my kids. You know, we always, you know, most of us have regrets. I know I do. And my kids are still only 11, 13, and 15. We got a house full of teenagers. I know you should. I hope you feel sorry for me to have a house full of teenagers, but it's also such a great time in our lives. You know, we don't necessarily think of it that way sometimes, but it is. So there's a time in our personal season that we're focused on time. And it's important to recognize that and recognize, you know, that having a growth mindset, doing advanced dentistry, really allows you to go from a money phase of life into a time phase of life, to where you can take more time off, take more vacation. You know, maybe work a day less here or there. Maybe it's not every week that you can get to 3 days or 4 days a week. Maybe it's every other week. You know, maybe it's a long weekend here or there versus a whole week off. You know, we got to do things in progressive steps and chunks. And then we get through the season of life where it's all about satisfaction. And that's where we, you know, to me that, I mean, for me personally, it's, I define that as the sweet spot. That's where, you know, money and time is not the issue. You know, that's where you're just doing things to make an impact, to really help your community, to selfish. And I think there's nothing wrong with being selfish a little bit, is things that make you happy, selfishly that make you happy, that make you satisfied. You know, I have a good friend of mine. We play golf together. And every time I ride by his house, he's outside doing the lawn. And that's something I would never do. I find no satisfaction at all in that type of physical labor. And I know that my friend has done well, but I always wonder why he does it. And one day I asked him, he says, man, it's the best 2 hours of my week. I put my headphones on. I'm outside. I feel like I accomplished something. You know, I can see the fruits of my labor. So it's not like he's trying to save a few $100 a month. It's his level of satisfaction. And see, we have to define that for ourselves. And so I hope you see this grid I'm talking about. It's three columns across, three rows down, and it's mindset, practice, personal, it's survival, growth, flexibility, general, advanced, emotional on the practice side, money, time, satisfaction on the personal side. So how does this all kind of tie into my vision for dental practices, or at least a segment of dental practices, is that I believe that where I fit in, where I'm doing the best and what I'm trying to accomplish, and I want you to come on this journey with me, is the single location group practice. You know, dentistry has become more expensive than ever, more complicated than ever. You know, when I started dentistry in 1999 out of dental school, the prototypical general dentist didn't do surgeries. We didn't do endo. You know, we really were specialized in basic restorative dentistry, crown and bridge dentistry. You know, and today, you know, we didn't have CAD/CAM and cone beam and, you know, all of those things. But today, to be, you know, an advanced, quote-unquote, quality dentist, think of all the tools that you need. Think of all the equipment that you need. So all of these things have made dentistry more and more expensive. And so to me, that single location group practice, multiple dentists within a single location, is really how you drive down costs, how you create more profitability within your practice, you know, within your business. And whether that's with associates who have no equity, whether that's with equity partners, or whether that's team-driven champions, or a combination of all of those things. I want us to all build a group practice. That's what we're trying to build at Raleigh Dental Arts in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm trying to build a location where patients can come and we can provide multiple arenas of dentistry, from multiple providers who all fit a certain general mold for our patients. And as the owner or majority owner or equal owner, we all get to win from that, you know. And so, this, you know, for me as the senior owner, how I've gone from general to advanced to emotional dentistry is I've kept picking and choosing procedures I want to do. You know, for example, I can show you facts that my day-to-day, 70-80% of the time is sleep, ortho, and implants. You know, that's pretty much 70-80% of what I'm doing is that, you know, or complex dentistry. We'll throw that in there. You know, advanced emotional restorative dentistry. And all of the general dentistry is done by our associate, hopefully partner, hopefully a second associate, so we can be a third dentist. And then even for me, even better is that champion mindset that we talk about, or we try to ingrain at our training programs, is having team members that own ortho, team members that own sleep, team members that own implants, team members that are the sedation king or queen, you know, that are the printing king or queen, you know, all, you know, the somebody that's the medical billing king or queen in your practice. You know, all of these things kind of, you know, really, if you think about it and take a step back and look at it, there's a vision to it. And, you know, I heard this saying, I can't remember who it's from, but basically the gist of it was, you don't know where you're going till after you get there. And if you had talked to me 6, 7, 8, 9 years ago, I wouldn't tell you I was setting out to be where I'm at, because I didn't know what it took or what it looked like. I just didn't know. But now looking backwards, I can tell you and show you and share with you how to get there if this is what you want. And really that kind of comes into, you know, what we do at 3D Dentists. You know, I've never really taken the time, you know, you know, we all learn, and I learned a hard lesson one day when I had one of you reach out to me and said, hey, I want to learn implants. Where do you recommend to go? And I'm like, God, what am I doing wrong that you're not realizing that this is what we do? You know, in addition to being a practice owner and a practicing dentist, we own 3D Dentists. We provide dental education in person with live patients, in-person, hands-on, in-person lecture, and online, and we're doing some virtual mentoring coming up as well. That's what we do at 3D Dentists, and we're a group of 6 or 7 core instructors with 10 to 15 mentors that help us and a few team members, and we provide training in multiple disciplines. At the core of what we do is our business philosophy. And that is great case acceptance. That is that what I've talked about, good mindset, good practice philosophy, a good personal balance, a good grasp of business, a good clinical mastery, a good personal life. That's at the core of what we do. Case acceptance, our business programs, our complex treatment planning and sequencing. You know, that's at the core of what we do. And then, if you think of that as the hub of a wheel, and then our spokes are going to be sleep apnea, orthodontics, implants, you know, getting started with implants, digitizing implants, full arch implants, medical billing, learn to get more out of less, you know, getting better fees through medical insurance, using medical insurance to, you know, add some of these procedures to help make it more affordable for your patients, leveraging sedation, right now just oral sedation in our training, oral and IV in my practice, you know, to be able to get patients, to help make it easier for patients to do more dentistry at one time, leveraging 3D printing now. Yeah, you know, all of these things are these spokes out of this practice that have come directly out of what we've done in our practice and what's allowed me to work 3 days a week, 5 hours per day. That allows me to take a week off every month, but yet be pretty damn productive and have a pretty good practice. It's hard for me to ever say we're great at anything. So by most people's definition, we're great at what we do, but it's hard for me. My mindset doesn't allow me to see that. You know, I'm always thinking about what's next and what more and better. But, you know, so if you're interested, you know, I want us all to, get out of this survival mode and mindset that we've been put into in 2020. And I want you to get into the growth mindset for 2021. And I want you to, you know, contact Meredith at meredith@3d-dentists.com, 3d-dentists.com, or tbonespeaks.com. Pick up the phone and call us. I think it's 855-332-2285. Email me, social media message me or Meredith, and let us help you. You know, let us help you get in the growth mindset. Let us, you know, because look, we're not a corporate education center. We're not funded by corporate entities or corporate manufacturers. You know, we're not trying to build and put people into group, you know, into a DSO. What we're trying to do is be the champion of the single location dentist. I want to help you be the senior doc that works 2 to 3 days a week, 15 hours a week, doing the dentistry that you enjoy doing, having a business that runs when you're on vacation or away, having where you can use your mind to help grow your practice, that you can take a, you know, 8 to 12 weeks off per year, and you can build a team around you that's really supporting you to achieve your vision. And maybe that's because you want to have a side hustle, or you have a hobby, or you have other goals. Maybe you don't love dentistry that much. You know, maybe you're not like me where I love dentistry, but you love being successful and you want to focus on other areas of your life, or you want to, you know, whatever it may be. I want you to get into a growth mindset. I want you to think of 3D Dentists as a great resource to help you add sleep apnea to your practice, to help you be better and add orthodontics to your practice, to help you add implants with live patient training, with digital implant dentistry training, with full arch implant training, to allow you to utilize medical billing to help make it more affordable for patients, to help drive more revenue for your practice without adding more procedures, because you can get paid better through medical for certain medical billing for certain things, to leverage sedation so that you can do more complex procedures on people, longer visits, you know, less patients. You know, sedation is so important. You know, 3D printing, because that's the, you know, where dentistry is going. And at the core of it is our business programs, which is case acceptance, treatment planning, sequencing, you know, leadership skills, you know, all of these things. So, you know, if we can be of help to you, please think of us. If you think we can help others, I'm asking for your help to help others, because listen, 3D Dentists, you know, 2020 was, you know, certainly a different year for CE. And so we're ready to get back into it through vaccinations. And as we get, you know, as we're all getting vaccine and as we're getting back into, you know, normalization with our growth mindset, you know, let's come out. And I think in the next few weeks, we're going to have a phenomenal announcement of where 3D Dentists is. You know, we've always focused on a great experience and having that family atmosphere, and we're going to take it up a notch. I just need a few things to get finalized so that we can share that with you. And I think we're really serving a market and providing a world-class educational experience that really focuses not just on clinical excellence, but great foundational business principles to help you implement in your practice. Thank you each and every week for listening. Please reach out. Let us know what's on your mind, what you want to learn, what you want us to do, you know, if this resonated with you. But listen, it's time to get up off the floor. It's up time to start breathing some normal air and get into that growth mindset and move back into our best lives. So have a great week, and I'll see you next week here at the T-Bone Speaks podcast.
Thanks so much for listening to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal. Remember to keep striving for excellence, and we'll catch you on the next episode.